Well, happy Friday. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and on our live line this morning, we have Sue O'Connor from Anderson's Market. Hey, Sue.
Hey, Fleming.
How are you?
Good. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, this is terrific. Absolutely terrific. And you know what? You made my day. You probably made my week, too. I saw you.
Uh-oh.
You got those apple donuts, you know, and
well, sure.
Now it's fall for sure. Now I know it's fall.
Yep, it's fall. There's donuts in the store apples.
Well, tell us what you have at Anderson's Market these days.
We have a lot. Michael just went over and brought them back. He got back late last night. He's so busy hauling. I didn't know if he'd make it over there to get them. I thought, uh-oh, they're going to be closed by the time we get there. But we've got apple cider donuts. We get them every year. We've got them in the dozen packs and the half dozens. He also brought back apples from Gay's Mills. We have the Honeycrisp Premieres and the Zestar and Paula Reds. We're starting out small, but by the end of the year, we'll have probably 14, 15 varieties. We got the apple butter and apple cider and the corn salsa. We've got food out there.
Wow, that's so good.
Michael started bringing in, you know, it's fall. We got mums. We got asters. We've got the big, tall fall grasses. And we also opened our store at Clear Lake back up. So that'll be open 10 to 6. Monday through Saturday. They're not going to be open on Sundays over there, but we carry everything over at Clear Lake except the food products. Although Michael did haul a bin of squash over there. Well, we got a lot of people that, I don't get this, but they think the squash are decorative. They're pretty, which they are. A lot of them are. So they use them for decorations rather than eating.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that butternut squash.
I don't do that, but we have them in for eating, and we've got your favorite, of course, the delicata squash.
Delicatas, oh, all of it. They're all good.
Yeah, they are. They are. Tim brought home one the other day and made one, the red-colored buttercup. Mm-hmm. Golden, they're called, but they look orange to me. So we had one the other night. It was real good.
Oh, good.
And our squash, we've always done it this way. We don't do it by the pound. They're just $2 a piece right now. Of course, we still have some black diamond watermelons out there. And the cantaloupe have been getting really, really good lately. And we have cantaloupe there, $2 a piece or 3 for $5. We have a lot of bulk canning items in. If you're looking to do that, we've got green beans and pickling cucumbers, regular cucumbers. Of course, tomatoes, we have the regular ones and the Roma ones. There's onions out there, bell peppers. Oh, we've got colored peppers even. Michael brought in, we have red, yellow, orange, purple, and even white. I've never seen those before. But white bell peppers, they're really sweet. I was surprised.
Well, I've never had a white bell pepper either. I've got to try that.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're making something, you want a little color. I know white is absence of color, but it's different. It's a conversation thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, of course, we have in red onions, and then we got in the sweet candy onions, lots of those. We got that. We have them by the bag right now. So if you need some, you know, to take home for, you know, making something for canning, like salsa or whatever, or just to keep so you have some over, you know, over the winter. We have them in. We've got in our cheeses, our butters, and we started getting in a lot of new things for decorating for fall. We've gotten in a lot of cute, like, signs, and we have these metal ants. Tina's fascinated with them, our store manager. She tells people to, well, they look good coming out of planters and stuff, which they do. They look really cute. But when we first got them in this spring, she thought, oh, I'm going to put them in the planters and show people them. Well, when people went out to water, unfortunately, nothing happened to them, but they got knocked into the planter. And she's like, I lost some of my ants. the customer brought in a planter, and she didn't even realize there was an ant in it.
Oh, no.
But you know, we've sold them all. We keep getting them in. People seem to like them. So we have ants at the store.
How about that?
Not in our pants, but ants at the store.
Ants at the store. Got to get the ants at the store.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing our, we've done it for years now. Mom started. Fall Festival is going to be next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday. At our store in Mason City, it'll be both days. Clear Lake, of course, will just be on Saturday, but we're going to have an area in Mason where we'll take some of our straw bales and decorate the store out there, mm-hmm. and people can have a place to come and sit and take pictures, you know, a nice little fall picture family.
Yeah, you going to have any pumpkins in by next week then or not?
Well, we got pumpkins in already. Yeah, Michael just started bringing those in the other day. We've got some of the variety pumpkins, you know, the white Cinderellas and the yellow ones, and we have a lot of the small decorative ones. We even have a few gourds in. And, of course, like I said, we have our straw bales in. We got the big ones and then the smaller ones, too, that people use just for decorating. Put up around their, you know, if you got some stairs or something, mm-hmm. those little bales of straw
sure.
look really cute with pumpkins and stuff sitting on them and the mums around them. So we've got a lot in right now for fall decorating. Pumpkins are, you know, starting to come in. We do have pie pumpkins. In fact, we had a lady come in and get 42 of them.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, we were just talking about picking up some mini ones this year from you guys. We were just talking about that last night, as a matter of fact. So I've just got to get everything straightened out and how many I should get, and then I'll come talk to you about it. But that's
we'll have them for you. I know your daughter gets them for school.
Yeah, it's always fun. Always fun to do.
Yeah, so. It is a lot. We have a lot of classrooms we do that with, and of course, you know, we donate a few to the Salvation Army mm-hmm. for their pumpkin thing. And oh yeah, Sue's excited for a Halloween party, and I can't make Michael stop buying Halloween things to decorate the store with. Oh my goodness, he's gone crazy.
You guys do have fun at the store, though, and I'm going to be coming by because now that I haven't been out there in the last week or so, I've been kind of running pretty fast, but. I don't know how I could make it through the weekend if I didn't have some apple cider donuts.
You better come quick, Mike. I've gotten 3 messages already on Facebook saying, can you put me back? Can you put me back?
Well, oh, my. All right. Well, I'll run out there today. As soon as I get out of here, I'll swing by and snag a couple of donuts for sure. So,
all right.
So,
well, we'll see you out there at the store, and we hope we see everybody. We're open 10 to 6 every day in Mason City. And 10 to 6 in Clear Lake, Monday through Saturday. If you need to give us a call, it's 641-201-8883. Of course, we're just a block west of Newman in Mason City. And over in Clear Lake, we're on Highway 18 out there by Louise Meats and between Louise Meats and Fairway. A great big grain bin out front with lots of flowers. Can't miss it.
Yeah, can't miss it. No, you can't miss it at all. Hey, Sue, great to talk to you this morning. I'm going to stop by real soon, okay?
All right, we'll see you. Thanks for talking to me.
You bet. Have a great day, and stop by, everybody, at Anderson's Market. Thanks, Sue.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye now. Oh, man, they start talking about the donuts, those apple cider.